You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
What is going on, everybody? This is Fantasy Sports Today here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. What's happening, CP?
Yo.
They won, huh?
Yo.
All right.
That wasn't me. That was not user error.
That was.
It wasn't user error. Fantasy Executive is here. Right?
Ready Player One.
Yes, Player One is
I like
ready.
That book. It's a good book.
I heard it.
All right, so here's the deal. We got to get ready to break this down. Roto training camp starts today.
We're doing it.
For the Fantasy Executive.
We're doing it.
I have my Tout Wars. You do know I'm a part of this brotherhood. Tout Wars Brotherhood. Are you familiar with this group of analysts? Touts, as they like to call us. I'm a part of that brotherhood.
You are.
As a matter of fact, I'm the Jackie Robinson of that brotherhood.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm young Jack.
Yeah.
I need Roto training camp, though. I've done 8 months of football.
Yeah.
Roto training camp starts today. March 16th is the day the draft. Roto training camp. I'm pumped up.
Roto training camp.
Yes.
All right. There you go.
Will you be getting the secret tattoo?
No. they have not told me about the secret Tout Wars tattoo. That's because I'm the Jackie Robinson of it. Everything is not for everybody.
Wall Street Matt Modica, today, for most of us, not for you, but for most of us, today is the beginning of fantasy baseball season.
Praise be Jesus. No, I'm excited.
You made it. You survived.
Yeah, I survived. You know, it's... It's a lot easier now that football is over. You know, having to concentrate on football and baseball is not that easy of a task. But, you know, it's here. Baseball is here. It's fantasy baseball season. You can't deny it any longer. You can't not talk about it. So I'm happy for that. I got a couple of drafts coming up. Thursday I got the contract league. Saturday I got the Chris List league. So, you know.
Should be easy to do.
A lot going on.
A lot going on.
Now, just because it's the start of fantasy baseball season doesn't mean that we're going to stop talking football
and
stop talking basketball.
No.
We got the Corey's pick of the night, which yesterday wasn't fair, to be honest with you.
Well, why wasn't yesterday fair?
Because you picked the Pacers early in the day when you made your selection.
Yes.
And you didn't know that the entire Pacers team was going to be missing.
No, so that wasn't fair. That was not fair.
So I don't want to count that.
Thank you. I appreciate your hospitality.
I'm a good friend.
But isn't that the NBA? Like, you pretty much got to wait till like
7:30.
But Corey's not on the radio at 7:30 p.m.
No,
I'm chilling at 7:30.
But what happens if he picks a team and the other team doesn't dress anybody?
We count that. Yeah, we count that for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. That's what I was
saying. Yeah, no. We're definitely going to count that. On the program today, a lot of baseball updates, including some free agent side, which is like... Hallelujah.
For Todd Frazier.
Look at you.
Yeah, Todd Frazier signed.
Look at you.
Roto
Up
Camp.
And Adam.
Roto Camp.
Hashtag Roto Camp is what we're using on Twitter at FNTSY Radio.
Corporal Parks.
There you go. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I'm going
to
make
it.
Him a major by the time the season starts.
15-team rotisserie. Roto Camp. Let's get it.
Hashtag Roto Camp. We're going to talk about Todd Frazier and his return to New York. But the other team in New York. We'll do it when we come back. This is Fantasy Sports Today.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You're holding a basketball. This is baseball training camp.
Gotta get you a bat.
Yeah.
You're the all-rise thing?
I'm afraid to bring a bat in here, though. I don't want to hit nothing by accident. Yeah. And then I got to pay for it. Yeah, and then that'd be terrible. You see, that's that form right there. Fantasy.
That great form.
Are we on TV yet?
Yes.
Hello, people. I got a basketball in my hand. Yeah, this is Fantasy Sports Today, formerly known as Roto Experts.
Roto Experts Podcast comes out later today.
Yes, the Roto Experts is now a podcast, which is cool.
It is cool.
Roto Experts is the brand we've been rocking with for years. Sure. I was first introduced to Scott Engel many, many Tout Wars ago. Tout Wars. And I heard about Roto Experts thing, whatever. But it still lives on, even though this is Fantasy Sports Today. It's a new era. As we begin Roto Camp.
And the king keeps coming back, right?
No, he can't. He cannot. That man has nine lives.
Tout Wars is like...
Scotty Love, Kango Scott, yeah. Day Shift Scott, Tout War Scott, Barely Win Fantasy Football League Scott.
Oh, now this year he did take out
yes,
GST.
He did.
Very impressive.
GST winning Scott. Yeah. Shirt half iron Scott.
I think after the GST, we kind of see Scott like transform. The Kango is out.
Yeah.
He walked a little tall.
He definitely was a little bit more confident after that GST win that we're going to hear about for the next 20 years. Like when he won labor in 76. I'm sorry, Greg. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for the whole thing. I feel brand new, a new era, a new beginning, a new day in Roto Sports. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
There's so much change. There's so much new stuff going on right now. Why not talk about, you know, the next sport up, the fantasy baseball?
Hashtag Roto Camp.
I got to get ready. Like how I got Scott ready for the GST, you gentlemen have to get me ready for Tout Wars.
Let's start with a brand new third baseman of the New York Mets, and that is Todd Frazier. 2 years, $17 million is the contract. And we knew, Matt, he wanted to stay in New York. He's a Thomas River, New Jersey guy. He absolutely loved his time with the New York Yankees last year. And it was very clear from early on, it was the Yankees or the Mets. Whoever that would give him whatever he wanted, that's where he was going to go. The Mets stepped up to the plate yesterday.
Yeah, the Mets, look, I wanted Moustakas, and I still think Moustakas should be on this team. For the price they got him at, I can't kill it. But Todd Frazier's skills have been in the decline, in my opinion. And he was up to pretty good parks, you know. Great American Small Park, Yankee Stadium. He's actually better on the road last year.
Okay.
So, look, he's coming here. I kind of feel like the Mets are recreating the Cincinnati Reds of years past with Jay Bruce and Todd Frazier. It is what it is. My question is Todd Frazier really that much better than, say, Wilmer Flores? I think if Wilmer Flores was given the at-bats and the playing time, I think Flores is a better player, to be honest with you.
Can I talk about Todd Frazier?
Yeah, of course.
Am I allowed to speak
Please.
About Todd Frazier? So, Matt is right. The numbers have been going down year after year, but he still is a 30 home run guy. You know what I'm saying? He still can hit you 30 bombs. He still can drive in, you know, around that 85 to 90 range and runs batted in. His batting average last year was terrible. It was .213. You're not going to be able to get a lot of at-bats, plate appearances if you're hitting .213. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's like I said, the shame of it is maybe Wilmer Flores gets traded, and this time, instead of crying, he's actually excited.
So, was there anything wrong with Todd Frazier last year while this dip in the batting average? Was he hurt? Anything with his wrist? His power going down? Like, his power, he still hit 27, which is like a low for him. He's 31 years old. He's not an old man, you know what I'm saying?
No, but he's pretty much like sold out for power now.
And that's it.
That's his game. He had a couple of years. You go back to, like, 2014, he stole like 20 bases, almost hit 30 home runs. I think he batted around .270, so that's a hell of a season. But since then, we've seen the steady decline.
Yeah.
The average went to like .250, to like .220, to .210.
.213.
Yeah, so I mean, in today's age, if you're batting .220 and hitting 22 home runs, that's not really usable.
No, it's not. And that's kind of where he is. He's going to be 32 years old on Monday.
Happy birthday, Todd Frazier.
How about that? 32 years old on Monday. Batted .213 last year. Continually strikes out over 20% of the time. Actually had a really nice walk rate last year.
Yeah, he gets on base.
14.5% was the walk rate. By far, his career high. He's staying in New York where he wants to be. Probably good friends with Jay Bruce from their time in Cincinnati, right?
I mean, as a person, I really like Todd Frazier.
As your first baseman, no.
Third baseman, probably.
Well, yeah, probably play some first as well. I mean, I'm sure. I don't know what
corner infielder for fantasy purposes.
I mean, the Mets, Todd Frazier, Adrian Gonzalez, Jay Bruce.
This 2019 would be excellent.
Yeah, I mean, even 2014, I'd take, you know.
Maybe 2011, 2012.
It's just really like, you know, I'm kind of like in disbelief and stuff. You know, it's just, what are you doing? This is a team in New York. We're not the Rays. We're not the Royals. But we act like it.
So the answer to that comment, Sandy Alderson said, listen, we signed a big bat in Jay Bruce. We signed another big bat here in Todd Frazier. I'm going to try to get you another starter. What else do you want from me?
I would have rather not signed Jay Bruce and Frazier and gave the money to Moustakas.
Nice. So there you go.
A guy who's going into like his prime. We've seen him make... Instead of going on a decline, he's going on an incline. And, you know, that's what you want. A guy who can play the position defensively as well. It just, you know, it's course cutting. They were able to get two for one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So for that aspect, nobody's banging down, what's his name's door that I'm just talking about? The third baseman.
Todd Frazier?
No, the other one.
Moustakas?
He's still out there.
Yankees should go get him.
The Yankees is the perfect.
So glad you bring that up. Matt Modica has been saying this for months, that the Yankees and Moustakas are a perfect fit. You sign him a one-year deal. You stay under that cap. You do your thing. And what's the rumor yesterday? Mike Moustakas and the Yankees are talking.
Yeah, I wouldn't even sign him for a one-year deal. I'd sign him. You put Torres at second base.
Which is exactly what they're going to do anyway.
You know, and come on. That short porch is made for him. At Yankee Stadium, it is. They get a defender. You have him and Didi on the left side. I mean, it's the Yankees don't have to worry about this. And look, if the Yankees want to shed some salary, they can make some moves. They have a ton of bullpen arms. I mean, you don't want to get rid of them, but if they do sign a pitcher, they're gonna trade some of these guys. You know, people are gonna move. So I don't know. The Yankees just look. I hate to say it. On every level, from their minor league prospects, even, you know, Torres is the obvious one. Miguel Andujar, is a valuable trade chip. He could be playing third base if they don't get a Moustakas or anybody like that. So the Yankees are just looking so good, and the Mets are just looking so good.
That's how it normally goes, Matt. When it comes to Frazier, though, like, if he's going to be on my Roto team, you know what I'm saying? Is he a late round util? Is he a bench guy? Is he a corner guy? What kind of value do what can Todd Frazier, New York Met Todd Frazier, bring to a Roto team?
You know what? I have to pull up his agent. I'm curious about it. I own zero shares of him.
I don't blame you.
It's, you know, if you get a hit that low, and if he was like stealing bases or
nothing,
contributing something else.
And that's the thing. In today's climate, what Todd Frazier does is what everybody does. Last year, he played 147 games, hit 27 home runs. Everybody hits 27 home runs. Scores a bunch of runs, scores a bunch of RBI. The average is low. OBP at 344, so much higher because of how much he walked last year. The BABIP was a career low, 226. Maybe there is a little room to improve with Todd Frazier.
Here's this. These are three current Mets in the NFBC since January 25th. That's a dozen drafts, 15 teamers. Todd Frazier is 274. Wilmer Flores is 310. And Jose Reyes is 318. I think, if they had the at-bats, if all the at-bats were equal, I'd rather have Flores and Reyes over Frazier.
You would have Flores and Reyes over
if the
Frazier.
At-bats were equal, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
If I knew they'd get the same amount of bats.
Okay, but also, Frazier's glove, I want to say that. The Mets have had a lot of problems previously in their infield. He signed Adrian Gonzalez, who in his prime was a very good first baseman. He signed Todd Frazier in his prime was a very good third baseman. So you are improving that defense behind a pitching staff that should be pretty good.
Well, the problem with Adrian Gonzalez is how's his back and stuff. He's an old man now.
He was
a hell of a player. I'm not knocking Adrian Gonzalez. I don't hate the Adrian Gonzalez signing because it was a league minimum.
Who he play for? He's a Met now too, right?
He's a Met now too. He was a Dodger. He was in that Matt Kemp trade.
Oh,
he's
a Dodger for years.
He was in the Matt Kemp trade recently, but that trade to Atlanta was on the agreement that Atlanta would cut him. It was pretty much salary dump.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so he's an old man now. He hit when he was in his day.
Maybe he can help Dominic Smith.
Yeah,
They've seemed to fall out of love with Dominic Smith
very quickly. Speaking of Mike Moustakas, who you brought up a little while ago, as we said, don't count out the Yankees quite yet. But one team it seems like you can count out is the St. Louis Cardinals. They are kind of out of the mix now for Mike Moustakas. This is ridiculous. It's February 6th, and there's...
Today's my mother's birthday.
You just figured that out.
I sent her a text message.
You probably should call her. It's your mother.
I'll call her later. We have a break coming up in one minute. Well, we don't have enough time for that. It's Roto camp right now. She'd be all right.
You got to keep the mindset.
Yeah, you're not taking her out to dinner? No, we're not taking that. She's busy, lady.
When you call her, check and see if the avocado delivery has arrived.
All right, I will do that.
We got a lot more coming up. When we come back, it's Roto Camp. And in order to do that, we got to welcome Corey Parson to Fantasy Baseball 2018. And we'll do that next.
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Fantasy Sports today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. What?
My ears hurt.
You don't like just...
What is this?
Chris Pavona. We're on YouTube. What is this?
Good morning, Christopher.
I was walking in Memphis? Oh, I hear it now.
Walking in Memphis.
I hear it now.
Memphis 10.
Do you not like that song?
I don't even know what the hell who sings Walking in Memphis.
Yeah, I know
that. Oh, God. Tom, not Cochran. Is it Tom Cochran?
No.
Good morning, YouTube.
Pavona.
What's up?
Who's singing Walking in Memphis is who?
I believe it's Tom Cochran.
I was right. Okay. It was Tom Cochran. Thank you very much.
All right, here you go.
Thank you.
Shout out to Tom Cochran.
See? Told you. It's a very famous song.
I don't know that damn song.
It's not that good. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Keep it 100. Keep it a buck.
Ta-da. All right. Fantasy Sports Today, FST. Corey.
Yes.
Hashtag RotoCap. We're here, right?
We are here.
I want to teach you the basics before we get into the nitty-gritty, right? We got to start at the top.
What's the top? Catchers.
No.
Oh.
The top is the number one overall pick.
Oh, that's Mike Trout.
I
know that.
Very good.
I'm ready.
Mike Trout's the number one pick for a very long time in fantasy drafts.
He's the best player.
How long, Matt Modica, give or take?
I'd say since, you know, after that first season, he's pretty much been the number one guy. Clayton Kershaw has gone number one over the last couple of years. I was on board with that, no longer. This season, some people will go Jose Altuve. Altuve has out-earned Trout. But there's no way I'm not taking Mike Trout. I think I hammered this point home yesterday, and I'll continue to say it. Just to compare them, two players have hit 30 homers, stole 20 bases, and 402 at-bats or less. Barry Bonds in 1994, Mike Trout last season. What Mike Trout did last season in 114 games, 402 at-bats, is mind-blowing. The guy hit, 33 homers? I think he stole 22 bases, batted over 300. If he would have played a full season like he usually does... I mean, that's just scary to think what the final stat line
is. That's what you call a five-tool player. And for rotisserie baseball, we like to have toolsy guys. Guys that have the whole toolbox. You feel what I'm saying? Because they can contribute across the board in multitude of roto categories.
I'm
ready, Jack.
I get the argument for Altuve. Some people will take him. I'm just going to take Trout every time.
Altuve might be the best offensive player in the game, though. You know what I'm saying? Because he had like 200 hits and stuff like that.
So I do want to, a couple things. One, I want to take back the Tom Cochran thing. It was Mark Cohn that sings Walking in Memphis.
Mark Cohn. Shout out to Mark Cohn.
Just C-O-H-N.
Shout out to
Cohn
Nation.
I think Tom Cochran sings Life is a Highway, the original version. But
That's a horrible song.
Okay, when it comes to this conversation, Mike Trout, has there been a number one pick that has lasted this long as the number one pick?
Wasn't Miggy's?
I don't know.
Pujols? I mean, but there was what you call Hanley at a time was
right
there too.
Miggy
and his hay.
I think that Trout came quick enough that you know. I don't remember this amount of time. Where
we need a
Trout encyclopedia.
We need a Roto encyclopedia.
That's what Matt Modica is. I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the drafts from like 2007.
Yeah,
that's okay.
But look, that steroid era too. It was pretty crazy that, you know, just the stat lines people were putting up consistently was through the roof.
People having fantasy championships snatched away from them because of steroids. Because if you won labor in like 99 and you had pawns, you have to give up that championship.
I don't think so.
I would have liked to have Pedro Martinez in 1999.
That's when he struck out 275 people.
He was worth his weight in gold. And that, you know, he was so good in that era where pitching was so bad for the most part.
Shout out to Pedro.
All right, so
who's number two? Jose Altuve.
So number two is Jose Altuve. Mm-hmm. I think that's very clear.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's very clear. So it goes Trout. It goes Altuve. At number three, do you know who it is? Bryce Harper. So it's not.
But it should be.
It could be.
Yeah.
But it's not.
So
this is why we're doing Roto.
So okay, let me think. Okay, so no, oh, it's Paul Goldschmidt.
It's your boy Paul Goldschmidt.
Because he played first base, right? So you got that.
Uh-huh.
He hit 40 home runs,
right?
And he can even steal double digit bases. And he keep a good batting average. He play in Arizona, so the ballpark's in his favor. This is easy to me.
Who's number four?
All right, number four. So let's see.
It's easy for you.
You got to be toolsy, right? So you got to have the batting average. Right, you got to be able to steal some bases. You got to be able to have a nice little piece of power in your bat. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to think because we can always say Bryce Harper here too, but that's not the guy, right?
Not the guy.
Not the average draft position. No.
What's the homeboy that play for the Rockies? Nolan Arenado.
He is not. I would have no problem taking him.
I would take him four.
Okay, he is not.
I would take him four.
Arenado is six, so you're close.
Arenado, good ballpark. Good bat, average, whole thing.
I mean, the thing with Arenado is he knocks in 130 runs every year.
That's crazy.
He's the best.
And he steals some bases too, right?
Not really.
No, not really there.
Well, we get that later on in the draft.
You know, he's 290, 300.
I will say this. Fantasy pros, Nolan Arenado is four.
All right, so good.
So we can't. I'll count that for you.
Yes. Give him a ding.
Ding, ding. We'll give him a ding there. Bell's over there. I will say this. In Fantasy Pros, number six is Bryce Harper.
Okay.
So you've gotten five out of the first six, according to fantasypros.com.
Okay.
But you've missed number five, who I believe is number four in Matt's ADP.
All right. Number five.
It's going to be tough for you to get. But he does play for your favorite team.
Yes.
Play for my favorite team?
Yes, sir.
The Yankees?
No.
No?
Not in the Bronx.
They're not your favorite team.
Oh, the Washington Nationals.
There you go.
My National League team.
The Curly W's.
Yes, the Curly W's.
The team Wegmans.
The team that I have to go against the New York Metropolitans in the regular season. Okay, so it's Bryce Harper.
It's not. He's
okay,
number
six. Okay, so if it's not, I think it's too early for a pitcher right here.
It is a bit too early for a pitcher.
All right, so a National that's toolsy.
Right.
He got a good bat.
Right.
Right. It's not Daniel Murphy.
No, he's injured.
He's hurt.
Talk about him at some point.
Who's my, who's the Nationals' second baseman?
That's Daniel Murphy.
Who's the Nationals' first baseman? That's
Ryan Zimmerman.
Oh, nice. He's washed.
Stay on the infield.
He's washed.
Stay in that infield, man.
Who's a third baseman?
That's Anthony Rendon. We'll talk about him later on.
It's not him.
No.
The shortstop is... Who's that? Oh, Trey Turner. That's right, my man. I forgot about him because he's young. So Trey Turner. So he can steal 70 bases.
That's a possibility. If he plays 162, I don't think 75.
He's got a good bat. He makes good contact. He's in a good lineup. You know, National League player. Durability not a concern. At least you know, a little hamstring tightness here and there, but nothing to where he cannot be a positive guy on your fantasy team. Got that good lineup around him. Speed, score you some runs, contribute across multiple rotisserie categories.
And his position.
There you go. That's a good one. That's why we got him here. That's why we brought him here. Because and he plays shortstop, so that give him an opportunity. You fill a spot that's, you know, a little bit more difficult to fill.
Just 98 games last year, Trey Turner had 46 stolen bases with 11 home runs. Yes. He's very white lightning. The average is at 284. OBP at 338. He struck out 20%, less than 20% of the time. Walked about 6.5% of the time.
I'm sorry, I just want
to throw this out of Corey, because I know Corey traditionally in the first round in his career He likes his power guys.
I like a little bit of power in the first round.
You like
round,
your strong guys.
Well, last year I had Charlie Blackman. I like a toolsy player.
Charlie
in the
Blackman
first
hit
round.
40 home runs last year.
Yeah, no, he's a power guy, but he's toolsy too.
Trey Turner's not going to hit 40 bombs.
No, so you're probably not going to be on my roto team.
That was my question. Yeah. Would you be able to do that in the top five? Would you pull that trigger?
I want a guy that's going to give me some home runs and some RBIs. You know what I'm saying? I want to start to attack those categories, and I don't want that sucker to have a bad batting average either.
Yeah, and if you just look at what he's done in his, you know, if you put his last 162 games together, it's actually pretty scary what he's been able to do. So
what do you have those numbers in front of you?
I don't. This friggin' Matt Keeper popped up on my page. I did pull it up.
My battery is dead.
So
I'm the only one that has life here.
No, yeah. I have life, but it's a problem with Fangraphs. So you go on, I don't know, I get attacked all the time, but it's Mac Keeper.
No, things are good for me. Fangraphs. I never had that issue. Here's my Fangraphs, that helps you.
Yeah, no, I can't do it off the...
Sorry.
He has a special one.
But pretty much the guy stole like 70 bases
yeah.
in like 162 game season. The batting average is up there. I mean, he batted what, 346 or something?
342 in 2016.
And then what, 285?
284 last year.
Okay. I feel you with Trey Turner. You see what I'm saying? But I would have a hard time if you had to tell me that I had to draft a Washington National in the top 5-6 picks and the night be Bryce Harper. You feel what I mean? I got a hard time doing that. Not the dude that's about to sign a contract for $500 million.
No, I understand what you're saying, Corey. I'm a big Harper guy. I love him. I think he's, you know, pound for pound. And we can see it this year. He could be the second best player in baseball behind Mike Trout. That year he had that fantastic season. People were saying, well, is Harper better now? And, you know, unfortunately, last year he was on pace for a fantastic season.
Got banged
up. A wet
up.
Base
yeah.
took him out. So, but the thing with, if you're taking Turner, I don't fault anybody for taking Turner. I'll probably take him in one or two drafts just to have him at that spot.
Sure.
But it's setting up, by taking him, you have to be planning out your...
Where you're going to get your power later on in the draft.
Because you can definitely get the power. But for the way I do it in the NFBC is, how am I getting my pitch? If I take Turner 4... Where am I going to get my pitching? Where am I getting my power? That needs to be set up ahead of time. And if you
got to have a
draft
plan.
Spot, you can do that. You can have. You're not going to get every guy you want, but you have tiers. You know, if you have those guys there, you can build it correctly. It's going in with a game plan.
That's it. You got to go in with a game. That's important in roto baseball, and that's important in life.
Having a game plan, indeed.
I got my day planned out.
Today, really?
The whole day is planned out.
What are you doing
today? I'm doing some radio shows so I can make some money to take care of these kids.
Sure.
And then I got the golf, the TV show, 3 Under Par.
That's right.
With my man Coach Essa and Cam Stewart.
Sure.
Then I'm going to do some stuff downstairs, you know, like with the producing and
really?
Stuff like that. And, you know, like, you know, just some training and stuff like that. And then I'm going to go home and drink some beer.
There you go. It's pretty good.
Man of many hats.
I can't tell you what the last part is.
Hashtag RotoCamp continues. We've done one half of the first round. We'll do the next half when we come back. Roto Camp on Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
One half of the first round is done, complete. Roto Camp feeling good for Corey Parson. You feel refreshed.
Oh, it's just Cardi and Bruno Mars
yeah.
in the background.
That's
how
right.
about that? Shout out to the Bronx and Hawaii. Who knew? Yeah. So far, I feel good about where I'm at in Roto Camp. So
let's refresher.
That's a refresher. So let's continue with this.
So your top six, kind of close off the board. You got Mike Trout. You have Jose Altuve. Paul Goldschmidt. For me, Nolan Arenado. For others, Trey Turner, and then Bryce Harper. Those are, to me, your consensus top six. Are you with that?
I mean, for me, I'm with there. I could take Harper that high. Harper in the NFBC does go later, though. He's
well,
the guy that's going. not in the top six.
All right, so let's talk about some of the players that could be going in that top six or maybe in the next six in that first round. Corey, do you want to throw a name out there?
All right, so we got some good people out here already, right? So we said we got Harper in that first one, yeah. All right? Okay, so we said the Arenado dude, okay?
Sure.
All right, so let's see. What's homeboy that played for the Cubs, Chris Bryant?
I think he's one of the best first-round values at the board. I don't know where he's going to Fantasy Pros, NFBC. He's currently 15th.
Ooh.
And
Fantasy Pros, currently 13th.
To me, so it's not Chris Bryant.
I'd have no problem taking him anywhere from, say, 7 to 15.
Okay, I got it. It's the dude to play for the Red Sox, Mookie Betts.
There Boom. You go. Mookie Betts.
It's toolsy.
Mookie Betts, last year, you could conceivably take him 2 overall, 3 overall. He was That's what Mookie Betts was last year, but going into 2017. Going into 2018, here's what he did. Same amount of steals. 10 less RBI, 20 or so less runs scored, 7 less home runs, played 5 less games. Average was significantly down. OBP down about 20 points, but that BABIP, which you got to look at, that was down pretty significantly, 322 to 268, while the walk rate went up and the K rate stayed the same.
Here's the thing with Mookie Betts. Look at the walks. Look how many times he walked and struck out this year. His eye is there. He's more of a 290, 300 hitter. I love Mookie Betts. I want him on as many teams as possible. The difference with last year and this year is I think he's going back to the leadoff spot, where that's kind of what I've heard in the offseason. So if he goes back there, last year he was kind of put in a position where he was looking to be that run producer for them. So, I mean, his whole approach does change. He's trying to drive the ball more. He's trying to, not even drive, trying to maybe pull the ball more instead of hitting it to all fields. It's a different approach, in my opinion, there, too. I love Mookie Betts. I think he's been thrown out a total of 8 times in the last 2 years. He's given you over, 50 stolen bases successfully. So, I mean, the stolen base percentage is phenomenal. He plays in a great park. He's got a great batted ball profile. There's nothing not to like. If anything, if his average was 300, he would be in the top 5 again.
Let me throw this out there to you, Corey Parson, because we've talked a lot about it in football, right?
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan comes to mind immediately. Offensive coordinator changes. And we said going into football season 2018, we're going to remember that, right? That was one of the big things we learned last year.
Yeah.
Does that apply to baseball as well? John Farrell, no longer the manager with the Boston Red Sox. That's now Alex Cora, who was the bench coach for the World Series champion Houston Astros.
He's played for the Marlins.
Played for the Mets. Might have played for the Marlins. I don't know. Joey Cora played for the Mariners.
Alex Cora did he go to University of Miami? I think I might know Alex Cora.
You think you might know Alex Cora? You know him really well.
Well, not like that. But I think I've interviewed Alex Cora before.
He never played for the Marlins, so.
Did he go to University of Miami?
Let me check that on Wikipedia.
I don't know about that. But.
All right, so anyway, Alex Cora is the new manager of the Boston Red Sox.
Alex Cora is from Puerto Rico. He definitely never played for the Marlins. He also didn't go to college.
Okay.
He played college at the University of Miami.
There you go. I think I know that son of a gun. He's a fantasy football player, too.
Alex Cora, 42 years old. Pretty close to your age.
Well, relax. Relax, Greg. So, all right, now, is Alex Cora going to let Mookie Betts do Mookie Betts things? Is he going to keep him where he likes to be at in the lineup? Is he going to let him steal bases and stuff like that? So we got to send Scott to the ballpark to ask these questions.
So that's my question to you, Matt.
I think it's a plus move. I don't think, you know, Farrell was restricting Mookie Betts. I think they just wanted, you know, with the loss of Big Poppy, they wanted somebody in that run producer spot. I think he's better at top of the lineup. So for that, but yeah, with Cora, I think this team would probably, guys that can run would run more possibly. I can't say that for a fact, but here's the thing. The head coach of the Diamondbacks last year,
Tory Lavello.
Yeah, they were espousing that, you know, maybe stolen bases would be capped.
I remember
looking at his thing.
That was one of the reasons people were considering taking Nolan Arenado and Mookie Betts over Paul Goldschmidt last year, because they didn't think he would run as much. I remember that being a thing.
And that was not the case. They ran, so you know you got to be careful. I'm going to draft the players that I believe in. I'm going to draft them based on, you know, the statistics that I look at, the foundations that these guys have built up in their careers, if they're veterans, for the younger guys, you know, that's a little different. You're taking more of a leap of faith. But there's nothing I don't see in Mookie Betts, and I think Cora will be a positive, not a negative.
It's Mookie Betts, according to Roster Resource, shout out to the people over at Roster Resource. No, we can't shout them out?
I don't like that. It doesn't do it for me.
Why not?
Because I don't believe it. I don't think it's real.
I was going to read their projected, what they have. They got Mookie Betts projected to be the first, be the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. So I think that's the role he should be playing. That's where he's... His tools are optimally used.
We're anti-Roster Resource now.
Just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
It's not a company.
Everybody loves Roster Resource.
Everybody's not a company.
I'm not pro or con.
How do your BFFs feel about Roster Resource?
Love it.
I can see the BFFs being Roster Resource guys.
They are huge Roster Resource guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just not a part of that.
I have problems with the website.
It's a lot of, Matt, it is a lot of tension inside the BFF camp.
There is.
No, the BFFs are good. We're strong. Strong as ever.
Florio has been texting me, starting to embrace the hate.
You can watch the video BFFs 1 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
It is good. I agree.
I'm happy that y'all are working.
Gotta feed our families. gotta put dinner on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how that is.
I know, trust me.
Julie likes to eat food.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's a little different. But yeah, I get it.
Chicken is expensive for these
days.
Yeah,
I know, right?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, now, you got the Mookie Betts, so that was a good job, Corey.
All right.
Who else do you think goes in that first round?
All right.
Think about last year.
Hashtag RotoCamp.
Give me some teams now. I might need a couple clues now. Because we're not ready for no pitchers yet, right?
On your team last year.
Well, you can. Hold on.
Oh, that's right. I know my guy.
You can go pitchers if that's what you want to throw out there.
I'm not ready for pitcher yet.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, let's go get my guy, Charlie Blackmon.
Sure.
Another guy, toolsy, going bat 320-something.
So your friend, Matt Modica?
Yeah.
I don't really like Charlie Blackmon.
No, yes, he does.
I like Charlie Blackmon. I just think I can't see him doing anything better than he did last year.
Yes, he does.
I just can't see him doing anything better. I mean, it was just, look, he's been a stud for the last four seasons. So I'm not saying don't draft Charlie Blackmon. I just don't think he can be better than what he did last year.
But do you think he can return first round value?
Oh, yes. Yes. He's definitely a first round.
Toolsy, 3-something batting average, 40 bombs. Steal some bags, playing a park that's friendly for him. Got good people in the lineup around him. Durability not really an issue. Yeah. I'm with it.
I think last season, as far as like run score, how many runs do you have his page up?
I do. Charlie Blackmon last season had 137.
It was something like Joe DiMaggio for center field. That's how good it was. So you know, it's got to come back a little. He's another year old. He's definitely a first round pick. If he's to me a top 10 pick, some people will take him in the top 5, and I can't argue that. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm probably going to take Mookie Betts over him. I've done that.
I'm cool with that.
I'm taking Mookie Betts over him. I'm going to take the younger guy.
Sure.
I think Betts going back into the leadoff spot.
But in Colorado, a lot to like.
Definitely a lot to like. I am not besmirching the good name of Charlie Blackmon.
Please don't. You want to talk about pitchers, Corey? Are you there yet?
No, let's get another couple bats in there first.
I think you might want to talk pitchers.
It's time to go pitchers now?
Well, I think the conversation has to be had.
All right, so let's go. When we talk pitchers, let's go back to my Washington Nationals. Let's get a third Nat in the first round.
Okay.
And let's go with Max Scherzer. You know what we like from our Roto pitchers? We like guys that's going to give you, it hurt, not 200, but over that 175-plus innings. We want 200-plus strikeouts. We're not really going to trip off of wins because wins is hit or miss. But the main numbers we want is that those innings pitch. We want those wins. We want them to be in the National League, preferably. We want them to have a good team around them also because they can help them get some wins and stuff like that. So far, I think those are the number one thing. We want that K-9 to be real good too. The K-9, we want the K-9 to be what, in that 7, that 8 plus range, 9 plus range. We want the K-9 to be in the 9 plus range. Max Scherzer checks all those boxes. His eyes are kind of crazy, but he does not have a back injury.
So, and that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Eyes are crazy, but no back injury, and that's why you're taking Max Scherzer over Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, crazy eyes, but no back injury.
I can't, what's it, 9 straight years of 30 starts that he has taken. He's been, his time, look, he was dominant even before he came to Washington, but his time in Washington is just so dominant. He gets that National League East. I find it odd how Steamer has Clayton Kershaw.
I'm not laughing at the Steamer thing.
Yes,
is funny
you
too.
Are.
No, but I'm laughing at it more on Twitter. And I see there was a tsunami warning, and they show off.
Not funny.
No, it's not funny, but the meme shows Forrest Gump running.
Funny. Yeah. As a person that did live in Hawaii, I am familiar with the tsunami warning.
Yeah.
But the thing here is Clayton Kershaw is right now the lead innings pitch guy in their projections. I think 209. I think Scherzer's like 202. Mm. I don't have a problem if you go Scherzer over Kershaw. If I can get that 175, if I knew Kershaw's pitching 175, he's the number one guy for me.
Okay.
Very far away.
But you're not worried about the back? Because Max Scherzer.
I am.
Scherzer's not going to have an epidural throughout the course of the season.
Except for when I was at first pitch Arizona.
You haven't?
I took Scherzer over Kershaw.
I want to continue this conversation because you haven't taken a pitcher yet in the first round.
The money leagues.
I want to hear why. Because to me, those two guys were the clear next two. There's one more hitter, I think, that is first round worthy. We'll talk about that guy and the two pitchers as we wrap up the hour coming up next.
There's been no shortage of many legendary father-son teams in NASCAR. The Earnhardts, the Jarretts, the Petties, and now the Angles. The Father and Son Fantasy NASCAR Hour continues the long-standing tradition of family and NASCAR racing. It features Hall of Famer Scott Angle and his son, five-time DraftKings tournament winner Sean Angle. They help you set the ideal DraftKings lineups with in-depth analysis and driver breakdowns. The Father and Son Fantasy NASCAR Hour, Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, Matt, you have not taken a pitcher in the first round when the money started here. Max Scherzer, Clayton Kershaw, the two pitchers being considered in the first round. How come you haven't grabbed either one when the money mattered?
I typically been picking later in the first round. I think I had one number two pick where I took Altuve, but I think it's pretty much been like from eight on and more towards the 10 to 15 range. I just think In that end of the first round, if you do go, what I do like there is the hitters. If you go hitter, that in the top 20, it's just so nice. Like, I've started off teams with Carlos Correa and Chris Bryant, which is a phenomenal start. But I know if I do that, if I choose that route, I know in the third round, by the time that comes to me, it's like Aaron Nola and Carlos Martinez are guys that are going to be pretty much anchoring my staff. Maybe one of them, maybe both of them. If it's one of them, I'm fine with a Garrett Cole. I've been on that Cole train, you know, since back in November.
I like that.
So that's what I'm
Cole
talking about with setting up
train.
your pitching. That's why I love. Now I'm more towards when we go live in March.
Yep.
I want to be the top. First, I want Trout on every team.
Obviously.
If I can have it. Or, you know, even Altuve.
Sure.
So if I get 1-2, I know come March when the pitchers will get pushed up. It just happens every year.
Like
guys that are going early in the third, middle of the third, like the Carrascos, the Groms, and Severinos, they're going to go at the end of the second, very beginning of the third or in that turn. So if I could start off
Trout, one of those guys.
Trout, I mean, I would do DeGrom and Carrasco or Severino. We want to throw him in the mix there too. I have him right there with those guys. Or the opposite way is if I'm picking at the end, I'll take a Chris Bryant and whoever it may be, Joey Votto or Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado, and then go with my pitching
on that 3-4 turn,
on that
double
3-4.
Up.
Aaron Nola, Carlos Martinez.
Would you double up or are you just trying to get
I'm
one?
I'm probably going to double up depending upon what hitters are there, depending upon how much the pitching has moved. So,
Matt, how many 12-team leagues you do?
I really haven't been doing many. Me and Vlad teamed up last year. We finished 17th overall in the RotoWire Online Challenge.
Those are 12-team leagues.
That's 12-team. I'm doing a 12-team on Saturday, so we can break that down next week.
Looking forward to that.
In the List League. So that should be fun. It's pretty much, I think it might be the first online championship of the year. There's usually like 2,500 of them or something.
So I'm looking forward to that. Now, Scherzer, Kershaw, you heard why Matt hasn't grabbed him yet. A lot of that does depend on draft spot, where Matt's been. It's been toward the top of the draft, toward the end of that first round. Okay, maybe you're looking at a Scherzer and a Kershaw. But one more name you have to mention, Corey Parson, as you're... We're a roto camp here.
Sorry. Sometimes I get carried away.
Yeah, it is roto camp. There's one more hitter that plays for your other favorite team that you need to bring up.
Oh, my New York Yankees, my Bronx Bombers. That is Mr. Giancarlo Stanton.
Correct.
All right, so this is what Giancarlo does. He give you good batting average. He's going to hit an S-load of home runs, especially in Yankee Stadium. Right, he's going to drive in some runs with that ballpark, that lineup around him. The one thing you got to worry about with him, though, the problem with this son of a gun is he has a tendency to get hurt. So we've seen him put together 160, whatever, 100, and, you know, he put together a full campaign last year, and he went crazy. Now you got to worry about, can he put together back-to-back full campaigns? He's a big dude, you know what I'm saying?
You sound like the guy in the other station that was calling him a fraud last year. And then he went out and won MVP.
No, I don't mean to sound like May Showers, but what I will say is, if Son is healthy, he's going to hit 75 home runs.
75 home runs.
He's
going to
break the record.
Break the record this year.
Why'd
you draft the number one overall?
Because he's not as toolsy, and he has that injury. That durability is the issue.
Would you draft him before the pitchers?
Yeah, I would draft him before the pitchers.
Would you draft him before his teammate Aaron Judge?
Yes, definitely. Okay. I don't like dudes. I'll tell you when we come back.
Start of hour number two is when Corey will tell you his feelings on Aaron Judge. A lot more baseball to come. Also, want to hit on some basketball from last night. A couple of headlines. There's some football headlines, too, we're going to hit over the course of the next hour and certainly over the course of hour three and the Roto Experts, too. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, is next.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Today. Live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
What is this? This is like Poppy Country? I'm trying to figure this out.
This sound like Blake Shelton. Right? This sound like a Blake Shelton jam.
Bavona? Okay.
Right. Generic Blake Shelton.
There you go.
I wish I could repeat it with Bavona.
Shout out to Blake Shelton. He was in that commercial, right? Was he in a commercial over the weekend?
Yeah.
Man,
well,
it was
just for the voice. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, if you're thinking of giving DFS a try, Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. The free adder! So sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. I read it wrong. It's NHL and NBA free rolls. I apologize. There you go.
Fantasy Factor, give him a holler.
You said you were talking about Aaron Judge now, Corey.
Yeah, see, this is the problem with dudes like Aaron Judge, and you saw it last year with Jonathan VR too, right? It scares me when somebody, like, when their ADP jumps. Like, Judge was a dude that, for the most part, was going undrafted, and now he's in the second round. I worry about dudes like that because can they keep the production going that second year in a row? I know everything points. I mean, you had the drop off in the batting average in the second half of last year and stuff like that. Matter of fact, dude actually stunk. But he was hitting them home runs, driving in them RBIs. But when your ADP jumps too high, to me, that's normally a red flag. I need that ADP to settle in somewhere. He's going on that 1-2 turn right now. He's a player that I would have to win my Roto championship without, because just like VR last year, I worry about that big push up in ADP. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
I've
been tough on him, but look, I love watching this. I love watching this kid play. He's a Yankee and all that, but he. When he hits the ball, I mean, it gets crushed. Him and Stanton together is just a scary thought. I just personally, where he's going, I'm going to go with a Freddie Freeman. I'm going to go with a Manny Machado.
I agree.
I'm going to take a Joey Votto. It's not that I totally hate the guy, or I might even say, you know what, I want that pitcher. I'll take Steven Strasburg. If I get the 175 innings, I'm happy there too. So it's not my total hatred, because even when he's bad, once he gets hot, he's pretty much to, you know, take out. I mean, he becomes one of the best players in the game.
No doubt about it.
When he's on.
No doubt about it. So there you go, by the way. Hashtag RotoCan. That's your first round, give or
that
take.
That is
right?
Round number one. Are we
missing anybody, Matt Motyka?
Well, Kershaw.
Talk about him.
It's a little different, I guess, fantasy pros versus, which is always the case. But, I mean, yeah, I would say that Carlos Correa has moved up to like the 12th spot. So he's a guy, and I think he's only going to go higher as we approach Because I mean, pretty much before he got injured, I think he was on a trajectory of being the AL MVP.
Yes, he was.
As I had predicted.
As you had predicted. Live on this very show. We'll do more baseball a little bit later on, maybe tomorrow. Come back. I'm going to hit some NFL headlines as well, some NBA stuff, too. We got Corey's Lock today coming on this day in history. Whole lot more to come. It's the Fantasy Sports Today here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
This is not. It's very similar. Yes.
This is Two Princes.
Okay.
This is another crap song.
I thought this it was the BFF.
This is the Spin Doctors, not Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. BFF's coming up 1 p.m. Eastern Time right here today and on FSNTY.
Try that one again.
FNTSY YouTube
go.
Channel. Make sure you subscribe to that.
There you go.
Shout out to the Goon Squad.
Goon Hour comes up next hour.
It's coming up shortly.
Yes, it is. We eagerly await that.
Be here before you know it.
Sorry.
That's fine.
All right, so other job stories, I wanted to get into this, and that was Malcolm Butler, gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
So Malcolm Butler, according to Ian Rappaport, this came out last night, and Ian Rappaport said this. Malcolm Butler was benched for many reasons. It was all kind of came together. And he was benched for missing curfew.
Mm-hmm.
He was benched for being sick earlier in the week or the week before. He was benched for stinking at practice, and he was benched because he had a little weed on him. Do you think this sounds...
Do I have to leave too? Nah, let me stop. Do I think what? I think it's BS. I think it's all BS. I think there is something... If that was the case, then why not inactivate him? Why have him Why not have him as a healthy scratch if that's the case right there? I think it's something else behind this. And if they're putting all of this information out, that the New England Patriots leaking this and putting him in a bad light, in a bad name with the marijuana stuff and everything like that, they should be ashamed of themselves.
I don't like it for this fact. If this marijuana stuff isn't true, and even if it was, this guy's a free agent. He's not coming back to your team, obviously.
No.
Obviously, that's an irreparable difference.
That ship has sailed.
Yes, but... Don't do this to the guy. He's going to be a free agent. Don't tarnish his market right now for him and stuff like that. It's just a really bad look. And look, he's probably, if some of this is true, which I got to believe some is possibly true. I don't think it's all lies.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of truth to everything. But you know what? You didn't start him. You didn't play him, whatever. He was a special teamer. Move on. You lost. Don't go out there and just, like, you know, try and crush this guy now. He's going on the free agent market. Let him make his money.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
You brought this up a bunch, Corey, about if they weren't going to do this, why did they deactivate him? And there's something else going on here. But my question is, why didn't they deactivate him anyway? They had no plans on playing him.
Yeah.
Well, they might have had to play him. I understand why he was at.
They didn't.
But just saying...
They had somebody get hurt. They still didn't put him in.
Well, maybe multiple guys get hurt. You know, I understand why they kept him
active. He was in the case of an emergency guy, but that's not... Listen, I always thought Malcolm Butler was overrated. But the dude that they played in his place, he effing stunk. You feel what I'm saying? So, this was... Listen, the Patriots can't fix this one right here unless they come on and say, you know what, Bill Belichick, come on and say, you know what, here's the truth. This is what happened. And it was. I cut off my nose to spite my face. It was a bad move on my behalf. When I realized we were going to have a problem covering the Eagles, I should have put Malcolm Butler out there. But he's not going to do that. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
That's not going to happen. So this is a situation that they terribly mismanaged. It's just like the thing with the fumbling the football. The guy fumbles, you take him out of the game. Stop doing stuff like this, Bill Belichick. You cost your team a championship.
It seems like it worked for him.
Didn't work this time.
He's been to 8 Super Bowls. So it's a lot.
it didn't work this time. They just lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, who never won anything.
Yes, they did. Yes,
yeah, that was a hell of a game, man. That really
it was a great
so
game.
It was just, but I think it cost them. And you know what? You lost the game now. Just if I'm Belichick, Patricia, anybody else that was involved with it, let it go. Don't besmirch the guy's name now. You didn't play him in the Super Bowl. Point made. You know, just say no comment or move on. You know, for whatever, use the thing. Look, he was bad at practice. We decided to go a different route.
Sure.
That's all.
Oh, that's what they tried, and the media kept pressing on that. They tried that.
Hey, but the Patriots are pretty leaking secretive that out. Yeah. On everything else.
Sure.
You know, trying to get something out of the Patriots.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, now all of a sudden this comes out. Yeah, right.
Speaking of the Patriots, Bill Belichick swears that he'll be back in 2018.
Well, Josh McDaniels not going to be there now. So, yeah, well, I guess he better come back.
Well, you bring
back.
That up, and yet yesterday the Detroit Lions named Matt Patricia their head coach. Nothing from the Colts, though.
I hear that the McDaniels and the Colts thing is going to happen today.
All right, we'll see.
It better happen today.
It better happen today.
If it don't happen today, I think it's going to start getting a little bit hairy in the D.
You said if you're Jim Irsay, you'd come out in Indianapolis.
If I'm Jim Irsay, I want to know now. What's going on, Jack? Where we at? What time you need to be? Listen, 2:00 is the press conference.
Jim Irsay is a crazy old white man.
Yeah,
he'll do something crazy if something doesn't happen. And then Corey mentioned yesterday, you start seeing him leaking stuff out.
Yeah,
that I think would come right away. I'd be surprised though. It seems like if everything, I've been the pessimist going for now. Last year, you were correctly. But maybe it's because I got burned on luck in one league. If he's healthy, it's the spot for McDaniels. If he's not healthy, it's not a spot you want to go to.
I mean, McDaniels does have somewhere, you know, has worked with Brissett. But Brissett is not going to be ready to take this team where it needs to be. Brissett is a backup quarterback.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Good backup.
Well, he's a backup, you know.
Good backup.
He's coming there. He's better backup than, like, Matt Cassel.
For sure.
Yeah.
Tell me how much money that guy has made.
In his NFL career, Matt Cassel?
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
That 11-5 season made him.
Yeah, and he's been living off that ever since. So, yeah, definitely you got to hope that he gets out there and stuff like that. I'm starting to get into the NFL draft, too, y'all. I mean, I got Roto Camp until my draft comes up. And then after that, you know,
when is your draft?
Oh,
my draft is March 6th.
I just saw this tweet and I thought it was a lot more exciting than it was.
What's up?
Because the Rangers have signed a Japanese pitcher.
It's not Yu Darvish, though.
And it's just not Yu Darvish.
Yeah, look, if for fantasy purposes, you don't want Darvish back at whatever it's called, Globe Life still, I think. They are building a new stadium, so it's...
The Rangers signed former St. Louis Cardinal Sunghwan Oh.
Well, we know, I don't know nothing about him.
He was a closer last year for the Cardinals.
Oh, I remember that. Okay.
A lot of people liked him.
He had one of the best nicknames, Final Boss. But
a lot of people really liked him, but he was terrible. And then he got pulled from the closer role, and now he's on the
Rangers. A lot of these closers, y'all be hyped on for no reason.
Yeah, we'll talk about closers in the coming weeks, certainly, trying to break down those tiers there. So those are your
it's
NFL.
Very important that we get our closers together.
Yeah, I want to help you out.
Because you can blow your entire fab trying to find these dudes.
Certainly can. One last NFL headline for you. Matt Nagy hired a guy that retired. Kind of like, you know how that dude in Tennessee, like, retired and then unretired within 3 weeks? That was Dean Pease, their defensive coordinator. So Brad Childress did the same thing.
Oh, are you serious?
Brad Childress is now on the staff in Chicago under Matt Nagy.
Hopefully
Matt
Nagy, he's not somebody's, like, he's not in charge of anything, is he?
I believe he's just like an senior offensive assistant.
Okay, he needs to be here. Brad Childress, wow. He's really digging in the crates.
Yeah, so Brad Childress worked with Nagy in Kansas City. He was an senior offensive assistant with Andy Reid. He then retired and immediately went to Chicago to work with his old assistant, Matt Nagy.
All right, so good for them. Recycling mediocrity. Mediocrity.
You love that.
I hate it.
Yeah. The Bears draft's going to be interesting.
Absolutely.
To see what they do.
Absolutely. Okay, those are your NFL headlines from yesterday. Let me get into some of the NBA stuff here as well. We'll come back after the break, and we'll get into last night's games, of course. Now, the NBA, you had Darren Collison last night. We found out he's going to have arthroscopic knee surgery. Expect to miss a couple of weeks.
Yeah, arthroscopic surgery is never a good thing that you're going to hear. So,
it could be worse. Other side of knee surgery, you're out a week or two, right?
Yeah, but still, you know, any surgery is not good. But you'll see Collison go out for two or three, well, probably about 2 or 3 weeks or something like that.
Probably so. You're hoping to get him around, kind of close to the All-Star break, probably a little bit after. You're hoping to get Darren Collison back.
I would say a little bit after the All-Star break, you get him back. What's his name would take his spot? My man from Villanova.
Corey Joseph,
mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Corey Joseph from Texas.
Corey Joseph is from Texas, and he will take his spot. He wasn't very good last night. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The Mets made a minor trade, trading away Tyler Zeller for Rashad Vaughn. Milwaukee and the Nets make a trade. Neither should have fantasy implications.
Nope, I don't think so, Jack.
And then Nikola Mirotic entered the starting lineup for New Orleans last night. He did not have a very good game. Talk about that in a second. Devin Booker still banged up, which means Tyler Ulis continues to start for Phoenix, while Aaron Gordon is hurt enough and banged up that Super Mario Hezonja, he stays in the starting lineup, while Aaron Gordon is not only going to be out for a couple of games, but he has pulled himself out of the slam dunk contest, which means Donovan Mitchell is going to get the opportunity
instead.
Should
put my man Ferguson from OKC in there.
I think he got benched as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Donovan Mitchell, though.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell's going to be awesome in the slam dunk contest. I'm also excited for that. So I think that could be cool. Not Donovan Mitchell.
I would rather see my man Ferguson.
Okay.
For Ferguson, get up there.
Sure.
But I don't really care about the slam dunk contest anyway. They should do away with that.
People watch.
I'm about the three-point shootout.
I know. It's going to be awesome. No Steph Curry this year.
Yeah, no Steph, but you still got Klay. And you got superstars being in three-point competition. Where it'd be like bench players in a slam dunk.
Absolutely. Aaron Gordon was a starter, though. He would have been in there. Donovan Mitchell, potentially one of the front runners for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, no doubt. So shout out to
him. Ben Simmons, of course.
Ben Simmons balling.
Yes, he is. So Donovan Mitchell, definitely in the conversation.
The Jazz,
in the slam
though,
dunk
playing
contest.
Extremely well of late. They've beaten some really good teams.
And they just got Rodney Hood back.
Hood went off last night.
They put more points up on the road last night than they have in any game since 1984. We'll talk about that game for the Utah Jazz, the game with the Pacers without Darren Collison and Victor Oladipo and Super Mario Hezonja and the Magic. We'll do all that when we come back. Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
In the National Basketball Association, the Indiana Pacers, see, he's got a ball. The Indiana Pacers were without Victor Oladipo, without Darren Collison and Miles Turner. Well, he just wasn't very good. So the Pacers, Corey Parsons, lock of the night. Didn't go so well.
Didn't work out.
111-102, they fell to Washington. For Indiana, they were led on the evening by Bojan Bogdanovic, who had an awesome game. 5 of 7 from behind the arc for Bojan. Lance Stevenson contributed across the board, getting the start once again for Oladipo. 13-9-6. Corey Joseph, who I know many of you had in DFS without Darren Collison, who again, having arthroscopic knee surgery, just 7 points, 4 assists, and 2 rebounds there. Miles Turner had just 6 points. Thaddeus Young had 7-7 off the bench. My man Domantas Sabonis had 15-4. Wow. You had Joe Young, Mighty Joe Young, have 17-2.
Mighty Joe Young.
You like that?
That's funny.
For the Wizards, Bradley Beal at 21, Maxine Gortat had 11-9, Otto Porter 13, Markieff Morris had 11-10. The bench, which we always say is nothing for Washington, really helped out. 15-7 for Kelly Oubre, 11 points for Mike Scott, 12-7 for Ian Mahimi, and 10 points for Joni Meeks.
I thought that was Ian Mahimi.
It's not.
Ian Mahimi.
Shout out to the Wizards.
That's Jan Mimi. Jan.
They are on a run without Wall, so that's surprisingly going well. And I believe yesterday, Otto was a person that was predicted by Daily Roto's own Mike Leone.
Yeah, Mike Leone said he liked Otto Porter yesterday, and Porter had 13-3. He went a little bit better than that, probably, for his price range, but Leone had that. Leone also called Rodney Hood yesterday for Utah. Oh. Utah crushed the Pelicans last night, 133-109. As I said before the break, the most points that the Jazz have put up away from Utah in
30 years. Oh, I was guessing.
Rodney Hood was lights out. I mean, would he miss two shots?
Before I was born. Rodney Hood off the bench for Utah, played 27 minutes, missed two shots, 12 of 14, 4 of 4 from behind the arc, 30 spot for Rodney Hood.
Big 30 from Rodney Hood right there. Obviously, like, well, you already named everything he did in 27 minutes of action. He got it done, so shout out to Rodney Hood.
Donovan Mitchell did not.
He only scored 2 points in 19 minutes, Donovan Mitchell.
That's the product of Rodney Hood being very, very good. Yep. And, you know, also 133-109.
Let me ask this question. Would you want to see in the West opening series Golden State, Utah?
Hey, Corey would. Because he thinks Utah can beat Golden State.
It would be very, it might go to six games.
Might take some out of them.
It might take a little.
It won't be a sweep, you're saying.
It will not be a sweep. They will not sweep Utah Jazz.
If the Jazz can sneak in. Of course, the Jazz still 3 games under .500. I know they have been hot, as Matt was saying, as of late. Utah currently sits in the 10 spot, excuse me, in the Western Conference, but they've won 6 in a row to get back to respectability.
And New Orleans lost the big guy.
Marcus Cousins. But you know who they signed? We didn't talk about this because it happened over the weekend. Do you know who they signed? They wanted to get Greg Monroe, who was released by Phoenix. He went to Boston. Do you know who they signed, the Pelicans?
Who?
Emeka Okafor.
He's still around?
35 years old.
He couldn't do better than that.
Emeka Okafor. Now I'm a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. I thought that was crazy.
Was that a 10-day contract?
I don't think so. But I thought it was wild.
Yeah, that is a little wild.
Ricky Rubio, who wants to be known now as El Fuego, or In Fuego, 20 points, 11 assists. Rudy Gobert had 19 and 10. Joe Ingles at 18, 5 and 3. While Derek Favors, having a nice little season, had 19 and 7. Orlando.
And well attacked, well balanced across the board for the Utah Jazz. It's a big time W right here.
I do enjoy saying Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. Across the state, Orlando went down to Miami and defeated them 111-109 once again without Aaron Gordon. The man last night, Super Mario Hezonja, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 32 minutes. Whenever Matt, he's gotten a chance to start this year, Hezonja's been good.
He has been good. I mean, the Magic, I kind of got a bad feeling about this Heat team like rest of the way. I think these other teams... Detroit's looking like they're making a move here now. You got 8 Mile, Blake Griffin, you know, winners of 4 in a row. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, as a game, I think Miami's got to win. I don't know. Why was Whiteside benched in the fourth quarter?
Hassan Whiteside, he's always benched in the fourth quarter. So I don't. He hates it. But this is kind of what they do. He always benches him for Bam.
But I don't get it. They don't,
for another reason, they don't trust him in the fourth quarter. They go with Bam, who had 18 and 10. Good game for Bam.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here, but.
19-14, by the way, is what Whiteside finished with. 16-8 for just Ice Winslow. He had a really nice game all around. 6 of 10 from the field. He had 8 rebounds. You don't really expect that from just Ice. Come on. You don't laugh at that.
People think
his name is Just Ice.
I get what you're doing. Obviously, the reference to the King when he called him Just Ice Winslow. The man's name is Justice Winslow. But I was giggling to myself when you said that. But I also was laughing at the Orlando and Miami game because Maurice Spates. Mo Buckets struck again. Mo Buckets had 12 points last night.
He did. Two of six from behind the arc.
But he was 2 of 6 from beyond 3-point range. Mo Buckets stood back there and he let him fly 6 times. Shout out to my man Mo Buckets, who does not care about having the green light or not. He just lets it rip.
The one team in the East I definitely want to see make the playoffs is the 76ers. I think most people do. Mm-hmm. I want to see them go up against one of these big teams.
Sure.
One of the big three here.
What about the Detroit Pistons? You want to see them in the playoffs?
Like I said, they seem to be right now. Look, there's still, we haven't even hit the All-Star
early breakers. Stages, sure.
So there's plenty of basketball.
They've gotten a little hot with Blake Griffin here.
8 Mile Blake Griffin. He wants to be known as that.
8 Mile Blake Griffin. The Pistons have
nothing
now won.
Nothing tough about Blake Griffin.
He's now won 4 in a row, and the Pistons sit tied for the 8th spot with the Philadelphia 76ers. The Pistons last night in the 20-point victory over the Portland Trailblazers. We're led by 21-9-6 from 8 Mile. Blake, 17-17, your player of the night, NBA Fantasy. That was Andre Drummond. Well, my man Reggie Bullock had 13-6-3 with three steals, starting and doing very, very well for Detroit.
34 minutes of action, 3 of 5 behind the line for RB.
Anthony Tolliver had 15-7 off the bench.
Also hit down three threes, Anthony Tolliver.
For Portland, Dame had 25-5.
Dame Dollar getting it done.
It's all right.
20-5.
So I said 20-5. Oh, 25-5.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 9 points and 13 rebounds for Al-Farouq Aminu. And how about this? CJ McCollum had a nice first quarter, didn't score until like the fourth. And then winds up with like 14 points.
14 points.
I think what's going to be really interesting.
I'm glad we're entertaining you.
I think the Western Conference, what's really interesting is you want that third spot right now because you don't want to be 4-5.
Right.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like it's not that. The 4-5 matchup is going to be tough.
Like,
Minnesota versus OKC.
OKC right now,
or
yeah.
San Antonio, you put in OKC. And
you don't want to
try to get it.
You try to avoid that.
And then you can get the Rockets in the second round, which may not be, which is probably going to be just as big of a problem as Golden State.
We'll see. We'll see. Golden State currently 2 games up on the aforementioned Houston Rockets. Denver in the very middle of that playoff race right now. They're the 6th seed, I believe. The Nuggets defeated the Charlotte Hornets 121-104, led by 27 from Gary Harris. Jamal Murray at 18, and then Nikola Jokic. How about that, Corey? 15 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals for Jokic.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic. I'm not really a big fan of his, but he's been getting it done. I don't know. His game is ugly to me.
It's good, man. It's good.
He's getting it done. I can't knock that.
Well, Barton had 18-8. 12 points for Emmanuel Mudiay off the bench. Trey Lyles had 11-7. I got to say this. Oh. Mike Malone's done a nice job with this team. He got fired by the Kings for no reason and immediately got a job with the Nuggets, and he slowly built his team in his image. They're good. They fight. I like that.
No, and that's one thing. I do think he's doing a good job also with coaching his team up.
Dellavedova's going to miss 3 to 4 weeks.
Matthew Dellavedova's going to miss some time for Milwaukee. All right.
The Curry stopper.
Second best player on that team. Never forget that.
It's kind of like the Bucks are just constantly injury prone. Like, just everything that. I mean, what's his name? Came back and played. Was it Friday night? I know it was sometime over the weekend. Jabari Parker was pretty damn good.
Well, we'll say this: like, I don't think Dellavedova is exactly the biggest loss.
I know, but I want these are some names I just enjoy to say.
Sure, you just want to say Dellavedova. Fine. For Charlotte last night, you had 20 points for Kemba Walker, 19-7 for Dwight Howard, 15-5 for Nicholas Batum. Off the bench, you had Jeremy Lamb have 14
Cavs
points.
Cavs could use Dwight Howard. They would really be fighting in that locker room then.
You should have went with your gut here. Sacramento defeated Chicago 104-98. You liked that early yesterday.
Yeah, I did like that early yesterday.
Sacramento was led by Bojan Bogdanovic, the other Bogdanovic. Or is this Bojan? This is Bogdan Bogdanovic. Excuse me. He had 15 points. Very spread out attack. 11-4 for Justin Jackson. 11-9 for Zach Randolph. De'Aaron Fox got hurt. Does expect to play tonight. 14-5 for George Hill. 12 for Garrett Temple. Eric Canada only had 4, while Buddy Hield had 11 off the bench for Chicago. 27 points for Zach LaVine, 18-14-4 for Bobby Portis in a good game there, while Justin Holiday had 20.
Just real quick, the Bulls, I mean, rightfully so, just have gone full tank mode now, and I think that's what, you know, that's really the only way this organization can go. You know, they had some spots where they were streaky at times, but it seems like, you know, they just, from here on in, it's try and get that pick.
I agree with that. The Clippers win 104-101 over the Mavs. The Clip were led by 28 points from Danilo Gallinari. 28-5 there. 19-5 for Tobias Harris. 12 from Avery Bradley. DeAndre Jordan at 6 points, but did have 13 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal with a couple assists tied in there as well. Off the bench, Montrezl Harrell. Very rough game. 4-2. Only 15 minutes of action there. While Lou Williams had 15-8 in 34 minutes.
Lou Williams 5-15. Lou Williams 5-15 from the field last night. 1-5 for 3-point range. Not Lou Williams' strongest is a performance.
No, it was
everybody
not.
Has a bad night.
Of course. We are going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to get Corey's pick of the day. Go over a little NBA DFS as well. I'll tell you what happened today in history and maybe even another baseball question. The Fantasy Sports Today, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We continue on right after.
after this.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Back with you, Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Network. Looking at the schedule tonight, it's time for Corey's Pick of the Night. Sponsored by DailyRoto.com. Go to DailyRoto.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Go to DailyRoto.com for all of your DFS needs. Make sure you do not set your lineups until you head out to DailyRoto.com. So it's Corey's Pick of the Night, sponsored by DailyRoto.com. Tonight's slate in DFS, there are eight games on the schedule. Eight games on the schedule this evening. I will start in New York City. New York Knicks at home against the Milwaukee Bucks. No line on that, from what I can see.
I got the Bucks as a two point road favorite.
All right.
In this competition, I think the Bucks will cover that. Over under set at 204. One of the lower games on the night. Nothing really to see here unless you are a KP guy.
There you go. For the next one, you have the Magic at home against Cleveland. Cleveland, 6.5-point favorite. Orlando playing that second night of back-to-back. Did win last night, though.
Yeah, exactly. 222.5 is the over-under in this one. This is a game that you do want to get some action from. Lineup lock a little bit later on, let you know which players.
Boston in Toronto, one of the games of the night. The top two teams in the Eastern Conference, they go at it, Corey.
Yeah, both of these. This game should be played at a slower pace, though. Both these teams real defensive minded. You got a 2.5 over under on this one. The Raptors are a 5-point home favorite. I think Boston will cover that number.
Will Blake be in attendance?
The Grizzlies and Atlanta, the Hawks, 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, also nothing much to see here, in my opinion. 205 on the over-under. This is not one of the games you want to get involved with.
The Brooklyn Nets host the Houston Rockets. Rockets coming as a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Rockets. I'm looking at Rockets at an 11-point favorite. 216.5 to over-under on this one. Can Brooklyn keep it close enough to where James Harden price point will pay off? If it does, James Harden should be able to go off against this Brooklyn Nets team.
Washington Wizards in Philly, the second night of a back-to-back for Washington. Your Sixers, Matt, are 6.5-point favorites.
This should be a fun game. Washington's played really well, so 6.5 seems like a lot.
We'll see.
Take the dog.
The other big game tonight, TNT, of course, at 10:30 p.m., one of your games of the night. Nationally, the Warriors, the Thunder, Kevin Durant facing his old team.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors at home, 10-point favorite going against the Oklahoma City Thunder, two of the better teams in the Western Conference. 230 to over-under on this one. It's going to be a lot of action. I would pay up for Westbrook. I would try to get Durant in lineups also. And lock of the day, the Golden State Warriors cover this number.
You're locking it up. There it is. Your pick of the day, sponsored by DailyRoto.com. The Golden State Warriors cover a 10-point spread at home against the Thunder.
Yeah, at home against the Thunder.
I like it bold.
There you go. That's pretty good. A final game of the evening, Lakers and Suns from Staples.
Yeah, Lakers and Suns from Staples. Lakers are 8-point favorite in this one, 220 on the over-under. I think you can get some Lakers into this game right here.
You can get
some Lakers in this game.
Okay.
Even though Lonzo's not playing, can we get some Bull Bars in studio? Is that a possibility?
I would like to do something.
Where do you purchase those?
I have probably Lithuania.
They got to ship them from Lithuania.
The shipping will probably be too expensive.
If shipping will probably be... It's on you. I guarantee you that one.
They got a bodega in...
Yeah, they got... The Ball Bodega in Lithuania. I can't even say that joint. How they moved out there? I can't even pronounce that joint. They season to be over soon. I think it's like another 4 or 5 weeks of their Lithuania season. So you get them Ball Boys back in Chino, in the suburbs of Chino Hills. Shout out to the Ball Boys. Oh, man.
All right.
Big Baller Brand. Send me a hat, LeVar. a big baller brand hat.
Okay.
Tell me, I'm telling, I'm looking in the camera. I'm looking to get me in, give me this shot right here. LeVar Ball, send the fantasy executive a hat to rock on FNTSY. Holla at your boy.
Do you think Robbie Latell has one?
My dog, L.
I'm pretty surprised that that the Celtics and the Raptors not on TNT tonight.
Interesting, right?
Sixers Wizards instead.
Yeah, that I find that to be funny right there. Maybe it is a thing with teams being on a certain amount of times. Maybe that's what the issue could be. I would think that this would get billing as that in that early window. Maybe they didn't want to start coverage till 8. I don't know, but it seems like that Wizards. It seems like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can move that. I agree. Weird. You would think that on the East Coast, Celtics, Raptors, and then you go with Durant.
The late game. Obviously, the 10:30 window.
And the NBA usually does it correct.
Yeah, they normally do. I don't see. I was shocked when I saw this. So interesting. I would like to know what the story behind this is. I'm quite sure it's more than meets the eye than this one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird one. All right. Let's do today in history, shall we?
Sure. What we got?
All right. So today in history.
I think I might know one already.
Okay.
Atlanta, 28-3. Is that today?
I might have been. I ignored the old Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
But I would assume yesterday was that, no?
Oh, yesterday. It would have been, yeah, either or, whatever.
Yeah.
That was yesterday. You're right. That was yesterday.
Today, 1958, Ted Williams became the highest paid player in baseball.
Was it $40?
How much do you think it was?
What, Ted Williams in 19 what?
58.
For a season?
$3,000?
$70,000?
$135.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
$135,000.
Yeah, that's some good money back then.
There you go. In 1993, we'll skip all the way there, Riddick Bowe knocked out Michael Dokes in the first round.
Riddick Bowe, big fat boy. I think Riddick Bowe, PG County dude.
Really?
I think so.
Find that
I don't know if Riddick Bowe got it. Does Riddick Bowe have a drug problem? I think he might have a drug problem, Riddick Bowe.
Riddick Bowe was born in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, no, Riddick Bowe was definitely born in Brooklyn. Yeah, shout out to Riddick Bowe.
Yeah, shout out to Riddick Bowe. I thought he was a PG County guy. He must live out there, then.
I haven't heard the names
Riddick Bowe and Michael Dokes in a long time.
Riddick Bowe. I think Riddick Bowe might have had a drug problem, though. If not, I hate to put that on Riddick Bowe.
You just did.
I hate to put that on you, Riddick Bowe. It was not
okay. He was born and raised in Brooklyn. His brother Henry died of AIDS, and his sister Brenda was stabbed to death by a drug addict.
Wow. Yikes! Riddick Bowe had a rough life. Riddick Bowe.
Mm-hmm. Riddick Bowe, 50 years old, by the way.
Oh, look, Riddick Bowe. I like to keep my children out of situations like that.
Should. Mm-hmm. In 1995, Daryl Strawberry was suspended for 60 days.
For cocaine?
Probably so.
I mean, it was so tragic. Like, the one place he should have never went back was to L.A., like, right. Going back home.
Disaster.
Jeez.
In 1998, the Twins and Yankees made a trade. Corey, do you know who was in that trade? 1998. Are you Corey? I knew you would know the answer. I was going to say
Jack Morris.
It was not Jack Morris.
It's Chuck Knobloch. Chuck Knobloch goes from the Twins to the Yankees. And then Chuck Knobloch, in one of the weirdest things ever, forgot how to throw a baseball randomly, just overnight. Woke up one morning and forgot how to throw a baseball.
Crazy,
was hitting kids in the damn stands with the ball and everything. And they was like, what's wrong with you?
He's not the only one, though.
Yeah.
Steve Sasser. The Yips. Matthew Sasser couldn't throw the ball back.
Can you imagine if that was happening in broadcasting? Like, I turn on the mic one day and I'm just like,
You get nervous.
And then I'd be like, let's go to break. And then he'd be like, what's wrong with you, Corey? I'd be like, I got the yips. The broadcaster yips. That'd be a terrible way for the fantasy executive career to come to an end. I would have to go back to producing, and they would be sitting downstairs in the fantasy pit of misery. Everybody else upstairs getting money. And I'd be like, I forgot how to talk. And they'd be like, it would be sad. And Scott will come and condole me, and he'll take me to day shift. I'll be crying.
Be like, Corey, I forgot my wallet.
And I'm like, I got it, Scott. Even though I got the yips, I'm the one that can't talk. I'll pay for the day shift trip. We should do like a movie or something like that. Or we should make a YouTube series where, like, I get the yips and I have to leave broadcasting. That's where the game is going, y'all.
And then you come back and you win tout wars.
Yeah, we're exactly. It. Exactly. Then I get stiffed out of FSTA award. Oh, man.
I mean, I got a I got a thing for a remake for the 40-year-old virgin.
Oh,
we'll keep
God.
That in the wraps.
Yeah, so that's what it is right there. We got. I hope I don't get the yips. Knock on wood, y'all.
Do you know who Chuck Knoblock was traded for?
Who
Chuck Knoblock was traded for? Brainiac.
I was thinking about that for a second. I'm trying to think of Yankee back in the day in 98. Nothing's coming to mind right now.
He was traded for top prospects Eric Milton.
And Eric Milton, I remember that name.
Christian Guzman. And then two other dudes.
Yep.
Eric Milton and Christian Guzman.
Prospects, suspects.
There you go. Happy birthday today.
Two.
So happy birthday today to Kim Kardashian's ex-husband, Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries, shout out to Hump. One of the most hated men in NBA history for no reason.
What did that guy do?
No, he didn't do nothing.
He did nothing wrong, that guy. He had
a kind of that Christian Laettner thing to him, though. He had that Christian Laettner, J.J. Redick type of feel.
She's
to
on
him.
Every billboard now in like Times Square when I walk home.
Yeah, she is all over the place.
He played in New York at the right time. She wanted, so I'm looking at Kim's stuff now. She wanted to, from reading about it, she wanted to be with Danilo Gallinari, and he's like, I'm not doing this thing.
Good for him.
So then she moved on to the other, to Brooklyn,
yeah,
and met Chris Humphries, and then they were married for 73 days.
Yeah, and you knew that one wasn't going to work out.
Do you feel bad for him anyway?
Feel bad for who?
Chris Humphries.
Hell no. Why would I feel bad for Chris Humphries sitting on millions of dollars? I don't feel bad for him.
Well, it's his birthday today.
And he got to hit that too, so.
Maybe. Maybe.
I would hope he wouldn't have did
that. I think he did. I'm going to think it's 73 days. He hit that quite a few times.
Yeah. He got to hit that, so yeah, why not?
I remember when they broke up, his girlfriend looked exactly like her.
His new piece?
Yeah, so here, I don't know if this is still his girlfriend. This is after Kim.
She's nice. I think she looks better than Kim.
There you go. We'll take a break.
All in, kid.
All in, kid's going to join us next. He's actually going to take my spot at this table with these two guys. But he's going to join us, all four of us, when we come back. Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Brand new third baseman of the New York Mets, and that is Todd Frazier. He wanted to stay in New York. He's a Thomas River, New Jersey guy.
For the price they got him at, I can't kill it, but Todd Frazier's skills have been in the decline. My question is Todd Frazier really that much better than, say, Romo Flores?
Am I allowed to speak about Todd Frazier? Matt is right.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Back with you, Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Jake Seeley takes my spot at this desk for the next hour. And then, of course, all four of us will be back for the Roto Experts podcast coming up around noon Eastern time. You can listen to that whenever you want it because it's a podcast, and that's kind of how that works. But you watch us on video coming up around noon, probably like 12:10, if I'm totally being fair. But that's kind of it. Jakey, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Greg?
Are we allowed to just make... All right, listen. I'm going to be real with the audience, right? Matt and Corey, like, went to the bathroom, or... They're not here. So it's just you and me right now.
Yeah.
So I can use these 5 minutes just to talk about wrestling, right? Like, I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, if you want to, especially since, I mean, you're the only person that kind of, like, stays through, and these guys just take 17 breaks. Yeah,
well,
see, there you go.
Right, well, just, they don't care about it. This is you and I care about it. So why don't...
I just meant, like, they're leaving anyway, so we might as well take advantage of it.
I agree. Let's talk. We have now 4 minutes. I've wasted a minute that we could have been talking about wrestling here. All right. What did you think of Monday Night Raw yesterday evening?
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought of it. It's just at this point. Everything's already set up for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, and I feel like they're just biding time at this point.
Spinning wheels?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was boring, man. I really did. I watched it. So my girlfriend was watching The Bachelor on the couch in the living room, so I let her have it on Monday nights. Like, it's all she cares about. So she watched The Bachelor. I go to the bedroom to watch Raw. Literally around like 10:10, she was watching Bachelor on DVR. 10:10, I went back to the couch and was like, all right, I need a break from this boring stuff. I'll go watch your boring stuff instead. And I lasted like 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'll go back to the other stuff. It was pretty boring. There wasn't, like, I thought the Alexa Bliss Kurt stuff was kind of cool, although Kurt was like extremely awkward and forgot his lines, which was hilarious.
Yeah, what was up with that last night? It was like one of his worst nights ever.
Ever. He just forgot all of his lines. He forgot like the words elimination chamber. And then forgot like who the people were that were fighting in the elimination chamber.
Yeah, I thought he was about to say Lana for Mandy Rose.
Oh man, he had no idea who that poor woman was. And Alexa came out and she killed it. She was awesome.
Yeah. So that was that was one of the segments that I turned away. Like, I always work Mondays and Tuesday nights writing articles, and sure, you can kind of tell how boring it is by when I finish my article. So like, if it's a really entertaining Raw and I keep looking over and checking,
right,
I usually finish around like 11:30 at night.
Sure.
Last night I was done at like 9:30.
That's pretty funny. And then the main event, I read a line this morning somewhere that basically said that they've made John Cena like super unspecial. Like, it doesn't feel like a big thing when you beat Cena anymore. Do you agree?
I could definitely see it. I mean, he's definitely not LOL Cena anymore, where it was just, sure, you know, you use his finishing move three times, the other person's finishing move like three times, and he still kicks out of it.
Sure.
I think the fact is John Cena is what he is at this point. He's a part-timer that's, you know, is still supposed to be near the top, but it's like, it's fringy because you can't make him the top. So he's kind of in this stuck middle level. My question from that, though, is where did that big red mark on Braun's chest come from? Like, I missed where that came from.
I thought it was a hickey, honestly.
That's just like, I know. From a seal?
I don't know, man. I thought it was a hickey. And they completely killed poor Elias, right? Like, he wins this match and then just like he gets crushed. I was like, if you're going to do that, just have Braun win. Like, what are you doing?
But I think, you know, it would have been too easy to have Braun come in last. You have to have Braun wreck and shop and eliminate.
You're right. He's going to, like, destroy the pods,
My problem with him is, can we get a shirt that has, like, just an extra inch so his nipples don't keep popping out during the match?
Or just, like, take the singlet down. Just, like,
he's like a
skinny-built dude. Like, he doesn't need that.
And he doesn't need it just barely covering the nipple. So, like, halfway through the match, it's always one popped out. And it's like, seriously?
Oh, I totally agree. It just looks weird. It's just so annoying. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've hated this.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. More Fantasy Sports today. Jake Seeley, like I said, takes my spot at the table. Corey runs the show. Matt Modica will be back as well. I'll be back at noon with a live podcast with these guys. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll see you in an hour.